Chad, you haven't started the podcast. Start the podcast, Chad. We gotta
David, David, you're starting this time. You're starting. Oh, we're going. Okay. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Hoops HD's continuing 2016-2017 preseason podcasts. Tonight, we've got something very special as we are simultaneously recording the American, Atlantic 10, Mountain West, and West Coast Conference previews.
Yes, all at once, all in parallel universe. Like we're doing all four right at the same time. Right
And sometimes multiple times with some of the technical difficulties we continue to experience. But
I don't think we're going to be with Google much longer.
You may see us on a different host very soon. Yeah. But putting that aside, this is our American preview here. If you're looking for the Atlantic 10, the Mountain West, or the West Coast Conference, just look down there somewhere. They are down there. If you want to watch all four at the same time, hit play on all four of them at the same time. But I'm your host, Chad Sherwood. Joining me, David Griggs, John Stalica, and as part of our continuing technical difficulties, John Titel, once again in the dark. Hey. How is everyone?
Dark.
Yeah. I do like that look, though, John.
Thank you. I mean,
You're going to want to get some lights on at your house, but it looks
nice. This is our American Conference preview, and last season we had four teams from the American qualify for the tournament. David, UConn, Temple, Cincinnati, and Tulsa. Tulsa being probably the most controversial pick of the entire tournament last year.
Easily of last year's tournament, maybe of any tournament anywhere. It was the worst selection, and they backed up how bad it was by playing the way they did in the NCAA tournament. And this year, I don't know, they lose, I think, four of their starters, and they keep Frank Haith. It's just not a good thing going on in Tulsa right now.
Yeah, and Tulsa's probably not a team we're going to have very much discussion of tonight, if any more than we've just had. But let's start at the top of the conference. And John T., who do you have to win the American this season?
I think that I'm going to go with Cincinnati because of the depth of their lineup. They got a couple of good transfers in Kane Broome and Kyle Washington, who I think will be contributors. Senior point guards, we always love those, Troy Calpain. They have a nice mix of offense and defense. On defense, Gary Clark, the reigning AAC Defensive Player of the Year. On offense, Jacob Evans, who nobody knows about. All he did in the loss to St. Joe's in last year's first round of the tourney, 26 points. I think they're a well-balanced team with a good coach in Cronin, so go Bearcats.
And Stalica, you are in the Cincinnati area, and the Cincinnati team was – probably the heartbreak team for the last two games of the season last year, between the quadruple overtime loss, including the 70-footer to tie the game at the end of the third overtime, and then the dunk that was the 10th of a second too late in the tournament. Are the Cincinnati fans still in mourning from last season?
I think it's kind of hard to believe, but there actually was a close game where they actually beat UConn, although that was in stores. But that's easy to forget when you lose a heartbreaking game in your conference tournament and also lose a heartbreaker in the NCAA tournament because of video replay. But as we saw last year, Cincinnati actually got off to a decent start from an offensive standpoint, but Mick Cronin was not very happy with their defense. So that started to become more of a point of emphasis as they got into play in the American.
Titel already talked about Mick Cronin is a good coach. I feel that he is a good coach, but he isn't – I don't know. I feel that he's also underrated. A lot of – he takes a lot of criticism or seems to. This is a man that took over a program that was not just at rock bottom. It was under the ground. And he's gotten them the six straight NCAA tournaments, I believe. It's either six or seven, and they're poised to get back there again. Is he underrated as a coach?
It was a bad program, but it wasn't nearly as bad as what Tony Yates had done to it during the 1980s. You want to talk about rock bottom? Yeah. Don't forget the Cincinnati-Kentucky game back in 1983-84 if you want proof of that.
No, don't say don't forget that. Please forget that. Everyone should not remember that. But yeah, I mean, he's done very well. It seems like an under-supported – Cincinnati is supported, but – it seems like for as good as they are, they should be more supported than what they are, and they should be getting more national attention than what they do. It's like they're nothing more than an afterthought.
Well, perhaps part of that is the conference that they're playing in, as they and UConn were kind of the teams left behind in our last bout of realignment. And now with the Big 12 not expanding, looks like these two teams are still kind of be stuck here in the American for a while. We mentioned UConn, and Tytel, let me go back to you. I'm going to assume that this your second place team if you're going with Cincinnati versus UConn. Am I correct?
You are. As much as I want to put Fran Dunphy in there or any one of the many new coaches that will make the American great again, haha, I've been saving that one up all day. I really think that it's going to be UConn. Kevin Ollie is a national championship coach. He's got the senior leaders in Amita Bryman and Rodney Purvis. Brings in some hotshot freshmen in Eltory Gilbert. Scheduled stuff, Syracuse and Ohio State, I believe, back-to-back. But it should be one or two, I think, in the conference.
And it's nice to see Syracuse back on that schedule.
I would also highlight a game they have at Georgetown, but I think Joby would chastise me for listing that as an important game.
They suck. That's what Joby would say.
Yeah, David, as far as this UConn team goes, I mean, they are bringing in a group of freshmen here that have already given themselves a name. They call themselves the top five. We saw that at Ohio State last year. They gave themselves a name, and that kind of imploded on them.
If you give yourself a name, you better be good. I think you should become good first and then give yourself a name, or let somebody else give you a name. Otherwise, it could be – I don't know. But anyway, I mean, UConn and Cincinnati, I go back and forth. I think it's kind of a coin flip between the two. Today, I think Cincinnati's going to win it. Tomorrow, or maybe even by the end of the podcast, I might change my mind again. I think both teams are good, and then I think there's a cliff between them and the rest of the conference, which I'm assuming, are we going to get to the rest of the conference?
Oh, yeah, we can get to the rest of the conference. There are a lot of other teams left in this league.
Well, we don't have to. I mean,
well, we can. And David, you know, beyond these two teams, though, let me ask you, who do you think the next best team is? Or let me even ask it this way. Who else do you think is a tournament contender in this conference beyond these two?
Beyond these two?
If anyone.
Honestly, I don't think it's anyone. I think the next best team is a program that's really on the rise and that I think is on their way there. Not a tournament team, but definitely worth watching. I like this Houston team. Kelvin Sampson has, you know, learned to stop using the phone. It got him in trouble at, Indiana and Oklahoma and all that. And he seems to have Houston on the rise. I don't think they're quite a tournament team yet, but there is some enthusiasm around that program. And I think he's going to get them going. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them finish as high as third.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I do think Houston finishes third in this conference as well. I like Damian Dotson, Rob Gray, Robinson Hall in the backcourt, John T. Chicken Knowles in the front court, but he may not have the help he needs for this team to succeed.
He will not. If I had to pick a third team to get the third bid, I'm going to actually go down to SMU. I don't know if they're on probation for the next 5 years. It's hard to keep up. But they bring in Coach Tim Jankovic. They have Jake Milton, Ben Moore, Ben Amelagu, Ben somebody else probably. I like the team. They're a little uncertain. I mean, they're very uncertain after all the scandals of the recent past. But I think if they can just get everything off the court and leave it off the court and focus on the basketball, I think Jankovic has spent enough time as an assistant to great coaches like Bill Self and Larry Brown that he knows what it takes to win.
He got a 9-game head start last year while Larry Brown was suspended because of his suspension.
Suspended because of his suspension. That's Kalinka coming through with a great analysis there. All right, good job.
I was going to comment that SMU does have that old addition by subtraction in that they subtracted Larry Brown, and I definitely think that that's a good sign for the program.
He's great for the short shelf life that he has, but he always leaves, at least at the college level, he leaves things a little bit soured.
We do have a few new head coaches here. John Stalica, let me go back to you on this. In Memphis, we've got a new head coach. Do you think with Josh Pastner going, there's going to be any improvements here, especially with the brothers there, Dedrick and KJ Lawson?
the talent pool isn't quite there at Memphis compared to what he had at, I can't believe I'm saying this, Texas Tech or Minnesota, but I definitely think they have a far more experienced coach and one who's much more likely to get them to the NCAA tournament. But let's not forget, Memphis was only one game away from actually making the tournament last year because of all the chaos in the American tournaments. I think they're a possible team that could get the automatic bid, but I think Houston probably gets in before Memphis does.
And Tubby Smith to Memphis. Memphis has a very rich basketball tradition, and they are incredibly well supported, at least when they're winning. But what was the deal? Was Texas Tech just getting too good? I mean, he had Minnesota going, and he left to go to Texas Tech, which seemed ridiculous. I know Minnesota got rid of him, but Tubby Smith seems to like to go places that aren't very good and make them good.
And he's one of only of three new coaches, John T. We also have Johnny Dawkins coming in at UCF and Mike Dunleavy down at Tulane. Do you think either one of them could get those programs turned around?
No, not immediately. If I try to guess one of the two, I will go with Dawkins just because I think he has more talent to work with guys like Terrell Allen and B.J. Taylor, A.J. Davis, who's a transfer from Tennessee. I love the connection, though. So Mike Dunleavy Sr., obviously his son Mike Jr., went to Duke and won the NCAA tournament in 2001, beating my Arizona Wildcats. One of the assistants for Coach K and for Mike Jr. on that team, Johnny Dawkins. I wonder if Dawkins recruited Dunleavy's son 15, 20 years ago, and if so, if that means they have a very strong bond or something.
Yeah. John S., is there any other team left this conference that we haven't discussed that you're paying attention to at all this season?
Well, if you're talking about how bad they could possibly be, there's South Florida. But, I mean, we also touched on that during, back in September when there was an investigation going on because of academic fraud that may have been going on. But it seems to be kind of something else when you have about, a 16-48 record going on within 3 years, 2 years.
Yeah, and in South Florida's defense – had they not committed academic fraud, they wouldn't have been nearly as good as they were.
Well, I want to throw one other team out here, and that's East Carolina. This is my dark horse pick in this conference. I don't really think they're going to be an NCAA tournament team. I just think that they are going to be a lot more competitive than people think they are. B.J. Tyson, Caleb White, Kentrell Barkley there. I kind of like this East Carolina team a little bit this year as a team that maybe if a third bid is going to come from somebody that we're not – expecting at all, this could be the team. But John T, one of the teams we haven't discussed yet is the Temple Owls. I know you're a Philly guy, so your thoughts on them this season?
I'm a Fran Dunphy guy as well, and I always love the team he puts out on the court. They're going to have an off year, I think. They lost some key guys. They bring back Obi and Achionye. Why did I even try?
Good luck.
Obi and Josh Brown. They have a very tough schedule. They are loaded with Florida State and St. Joe's and Villanova and Yale and NJIT. I mean, my God. That
Big
being
five.
Said, an off year for Fran Dunphy still might be good enough to sneak into the tourney. I don't think this is the year. I think he's going to finish just below the line.
But, well, and Josh Brown is coming off of a torn Achilles and is not yet healthy enough to play, from is my understanding. But
are you a doctor?
Yes, I am.
Right.
Well, if we're talking East Carolina, I'm afraid that's going to be followed by the prefix bad loss or sub 150 loss. Ask Temple and Cincinnati over the past two seasons.
And that's why East Carolina may not be that this season. But let me quickly go through each of you here and tell me how many teams you feel are coming in from the AAC and which teams they are. John T.
I just have. I'll set the over-under 2.5, and I'll go under with Cincy and UConn. I really think SMU has a decent chance, but it's asking a lot between everything that's gone on in the past several years.
Stalika.
I'll put it at 3 bids. I'll say Cincinnati and UConn absolutely get in, and an automatic bid winner between Houston, SMU, or Memphis.
Memphis, wow. Okay, David.
I think 10 teams get into the conference tournament with Tulane being so bad they don't make it, even though all 11 make it. And 2, Cincinnati UConn making the NCAA tournament. 7-ish lines.
I definitely agree Cincinnati UConn are going to be solid tournament teams. if a third comes in, I'm leaning towards Houston. Again, watch out for East Carolina. You heard it here first. But on that note, for John Tytel, John Slica, and David Griggs, we are done with the American. Pop right on down below us for the A10, and we'll be there in just a few seconds.